Welcome to Band of Brothers Radio, your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles, and where no man is left behind.
Jesus died for our sins. His blood will wash away these stains. He died to give you freedom. So why do you still wear those chains, 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 chains?
This is Band of Brothers Radio.
Welcome to Band of Brothers Radio. My name is Raul, and we are here to talk about real issues that men face. We're here to be transparent and brutally honest and biblically sound in offering hope and help for men. You know, I love that song. I love Todd Agnew's opening song, that we bring our burdens to him. You know what? That is truly what it all, you know, that is. If I can do that, not only once a week, not only once a day, but if I can do it throughout each and every day, I am going to be so much better off. Because you know what? He knows my weaknesses. He knows everything about it that's going on in me. Well, I just welcome you, brother. I'm joined in the studio today with Steve. Steve is a minister of the gospel and leader of men, and he's with me once again this morning. Thank you, Steve, for being
Good
here.
Good morning, Raul. It's great to be here.
And we always like to just let you know where we're headed here. How can you tell if you've had a spiritual awakening as a result of doing certain things? How can you tell if you've had a spiritual awakening? That's going to be our topic. You don't want to miss this one. It may carry on for even another show. But we like to start the show off with answering an email question that you have sent in. And if you have a challenge or something that you would like an answer to and get some biblical advice, email us anonymously at help@bandofbrothersradio.com. No one's going to know it comes from you. And we'll let you know what show that's actually going to be aired on so you can hear the answer. So send that to help@bandofbrothersradio.com. And I've actually, Steve has been so gracious to go through the emails and pick one out there this morning for us.
Well, Raul, here's one that's interesting that I think has application to a lot of us, even if we haven't had exactly the same experience. I believe that the principles that will apply here will apply to all of us. This brother writes, "I am recently out of treatment, and I'm having a problem dealing with it. Humility is hard for me, and I know I should pray, but I don't know what to pray for." What do you think? What would you say to this gentleman?
Well, I would like to commend him first for going through treatment, becoming aware of something that has taken place in him, whether someone else suggested it or that, because he had to, obviously, I'd like to think that he stayed there the whole time. You know, I've been fortunate enough to be able to work with men for quite a while that have gone to treatment. I never went to treatment. I went directly into a step program and stayed with that. And that's not saying that treatment is not does not have its value and its good side, because it truly does. Because sometimes we have to be taken away from that arena that we're in on a daily basis, and because I believe it takes that much more to stick around and deal with everything along with trying to recover, so to speak, or getting that on that road of recovery. And our brother here actually comes out with, you know, not knowing all that he's saying. I think it's kind of good, because he's actually saying, man, you know what? Not that anybody's dropped the ball on him, but he could be one of those who fall between the crack. You've gone through a 30- or 60-day treatment center, and they give you all this information. Now, I know myself, I am not a big reader, okay? I wasn't even back in the day when I was in the midst of my disease. You gave me a book, and I'm sitting there going, okay, unless it's a comic book, I don't have anything to do with it. You know, I need something simple. But they come out, and hopefully that they are able to attach with others who are going down the same path, to be able to stay connected so they don't fall between the crack and get back in their old ways, because that's something that I think is so, so important with men coming out of any type of treatment. So I think this is good that he's actually emailing us And I'm going to let you kind of go from there. My voice is a little kind of so.
Well, it's obviously, he's taken steps in a positive direction. Now, whenever we talk about treatment, we are talking about some sort of addiction. So it could be alcohol addiction. It could be drug addiction. It could be sexual addiction. I mean, there are a lot of categories that are on the list. And it's interesting is, for instance, there's nothing wrong with sex, but if it becomes an addiction, then you got a problem.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with taking pain medication after surgery, but if it becomes an addiction, you've got a problem. Not everybody who uses alcohol is an alcoholic, but if you are, then you've got a problem.
Right.
So we don't know what his issue here was, but he's gone through a defined period of time, and he's come out on the other side. Now, the challenge is when you have an addictive, problematic, definable history, you don't put a period at the end of the sentence and say, okay, now I'm over that.
Right.
In other words, you don't graduate from this.
Amen.
And so the challenge, I think, for this brother is to recognize that he, and it's what we're going to talk about today.
Yes.
You had an old life, now you got a new life.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to live the new life and leave the old life behind.
Right.
Now, he says here that that humility is difficult for him. And it's very important that he recognizes that, because the opposite of humility is pride. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And if you want to set yourself up for your next devastating stumble and fall, one of the quickest pathways is to go down the pathway of pride. And pride says, I can handle this.
Yes.
I can do this. I'm in control. And the reality is, if you could have handled it, you wouldn't have come from the disaster that you're leaving behind you. And now that's your old life, you trying to handle everything. In your new life, you're turning it over to Jesus Christ and letting him live in you, work through you. And now you live by the power of the Holy Spirit, and you walk in grace, which comes as a result of humbling ourselves before God. I think this is very much in line with what we're going to be talking about this morning, which is a very exciting subject.
And, brother, thank you for sending in that email. You know, you want to try to seek other men who are like-minded, attempting not only to stay clean, so to speak, because I'm not knowing exactly what it is that your challenge was when you came out of treatment, but to be able to find other brothers. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio. You know that we profess as being followers of Jesus Christ and trying to increase that relationship to the foundation of our relationship with him to be stronger, because to be able to withhold the storms in life that are going to be coming at us, because they are going to come. And so that's why we have this outpost, in a sense, of being able to reach you, to encourage you, saying, hey, if you're in the midst of just anything that's taking place in your life that isn't a normal thing or anything that is necessarily desired, hey, welcome to the club, brother, but you're not alone. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio, so we'll see you as soon as you get back here.
Please help us in our effort to encourage and strengthen men across America and around the globe. Make a tax-deductible donation online at faithplace.org. Just click on the About Us page.
I tell you, I feel like an old bear today because I love the slower pace of winter. Some of you have been as busy as a one-legged cat in a sandbox. And brothers, it's time to slow down and spend time with the family. And the very best place to gather the family is around the dining table, featuring, of course, a delicious Hempler's ham. Woo-wee! Or maybe pork and beans with some tasty Hempler's bacon cooked in it. Now, I know some of you worry about weird ingredients that some companies put in their bacon these days, but don't get your knickers in a knot. Hempler's Meats uses the finest raw ingredients available, including natural spices, and guess what? No gluten. So if you're ready to hibernate for the winter, then order your own supply of Hempler's Meats delivered right to your cave. To place your order, go to Hemplers.com.
Welcome back to Banner Brothers Radio. My name is Raul, and I have Steve in the studio with me. And, you know, we're heading down this path of attempting to break free from certain challenges in our lives, brother. You don't have to be an alcoholic. You don't have to be a drug addict. You don't have to be a porn addict. You don't have to be a gambler addict. You don't have to be any of these things. This is where I'm coming from. I believe every man is transitioning or having to deal with something to a certain degree. And there's only one way of being able to bring that in, or getting that arrested, so to speak. And maybe a wrong choice of words there on the arrest. But truly what it means is being able to grab hold of that and saying, okay, this is the direction I need to go, because where I'm heading in some of these areas that I don't really want anybody else to know about, that is where all of a sudden we get caught up. But I will tell you this, as soon as you become aware that there's a challenge in your life, brother, that's the time to nip it in the bud right there. That's the time that you actually say, okay, I want to be able to, I don't want to end up like some of these guys that I've heard share their stories, whether it be at church or at work or on the street, wherever it is. This is where we give a plan. That plan is actually comes right out of our scripture, comes right out of the Word of God. And that's where Steve and I, we've sort of made a pact and agreement that we're going to just continue going through these and to be able to get on board at any given time. But if you have a question, a specific question about something that we've discussed, feel free to email that to us too at help@bannerbrothersradio.com. That's help@bannerbrothersradio.com. And today we're talking about having had a spiritual awakening as a result of the things that we've been doing. We know that that there are certain things that need to take place because, as Steve mentioned earlier from the email that we had, we're not at a place where we ever graduate from this thing, that it's done, and then all of a sudden we just continue on. But we are to take the responsibility that the Word of God, well, as we're commanded to. Jesus says that we are to go out and make disciples of all men. Now, that doesn't mean that because you know nothing about me, go out there and start telling them about me, because you won't know what to say. So I have to come to know him. I have to become aware of and start doing the things that are necessary. So you don't hear from me for so long or through this whole show. I want to just throw something out here. In the book of Galatians, Galatians 6, it says, "Brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently." You know, that's what we're called to do, to be able to fill the gap, to be able to stay, get there with our brother who is in need. And there's a lot of different ways and methods of being able to find that out. Sometimes we're approached. Sometimes we see it and approach them. But in either case, it's done in love. And then from what we have learned in our relationship with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit and God the Father, we in turn share that with him. Now, that's I'm going to stop right there, brother.
Okay, well, I think that as we think about, Raul, what we've discussed over these last few months, that we began at the beginning of our journey down this pathway by acknowledging that we needed a power greater than ourselves.
Yes.
And, of course, we're saying that God Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, who so loved the world,
yes,
that he sent his son Jesus, not to condemn the world, but to save the world,
yes,
that Jesus came, that God became a man in the person of Jesus Christ. He came, he lived, he preached, he became the atoning sacrifice, the sacrificial lamb. All of our sins were laid upon him. He paid the price. He paid the penalty. We owed a debt we couldn't pay. God saw that it got paid. And then by faith, we entered into a living relationship with Almighty God through our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So that's where we started. So everything flows from our relationship with Christ. Now we've gone through this journey, which you and I have defined as discipleship 101. It simply means that most of life's, there are some problems in life that get solved instantaneously, but most of life's problems don't get solved overnight, but it's a process of following after the Lord, applying his principles, living in obedience to the truth, walking in the light as he is in the light, simply doing those things that God leads us to do. Now, that included identifying my own responsibilities, where I've sinned, where I've fallen. That included being willing to go back and make restitution or make amends. That included changing the way I think about myself and other people. So now we've gone through this journey and we've come to the end of it. And lo and behold, we're right back where we started. We have had a spiritual awakening. And having had that spiritual awakening, now having gone through this journey and witnessed firsthand the goodness of God, you and I get to respond to other people as we meet them, who are hopeless, who are broken, who are wounded, who are discouraged, who are bound, and we're able to say to them, listen, you and I are made out of exactly the same stuff. We've struggled with exactly the same problems. I could not help myself. I could not get off of that destructive cycle, but God reached into my darkness, revealed Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord, and then gave me the courage and the strength to walk this pathway, and I'm willing to help you walk the same pathway in the same way someone else helped me. And if you'll follow the Lord, I can promise you, you will find freedom and victory and deliverance, because every promise of God is yea and amen in the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's, we're right back where we started. It begins with Jesus and it ends with Jesus.
And for some of our listeners, some of the guys may have never been through any type of recovery of any sort, and maybe even considering it. And I know that when I was in the midst of my sin and what was taking place, there was an awful lot of denial. I tried to think of every way that I could say that, no, I'm not one of these. No, I don't do that. Oh, no, I haven't gone that far down. No, I have not yet, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I could put myself in such a spin that I, all of a sudden, before I know it, I'm so confused and say, oh, forget it. You know, I'm not going to worry about it right now, and then go from there. And here I end up hearing you share that, okay, going through this process. And brother, I just want to let you know that it's not just a matter of saying, okay, here it is on paper and go through and do this. There's an actual heart change that takes place, first and foremost, with our that relationship with Jesus Christ. And you can't do this alone. You have to do this with another brother.
Well, yeah. You know, denial is a wonderful thing as long as it works. But when it stops working, then you're faced with a brutal reality. I think it's important for you and I to acknowledge that there are 12-step programs that people who do not believe in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior are going to go through, and many of those people are going to find help. There are treatment programs that many people are going to go through that are not based upon a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and many of those people are going to be helped. So there is, in the natural realm, the reality is that some people can learn to live with and even get maturity over their addiction apart from the help of God. I acknowledge that readily. Mm-hmm. But what I'm here to say to every person who's listening is your life is about a whole lot more than just recovering from your addiction. Your life is that's a part of your life, but that's not who you are. That's not God's purpose. God's plan isn't simply to get you over your addiction. God's plan is to love you and for you to know His love, walk in His love, get filled with His Spirit, and become the reflection of the Lord Jesus Christ that God has created you to be. He wants to give you victory, not just in this area of your life, but in every area of your life as you follow on to know Him. It's just that today, these addictive behaviors are coming at men like rapid-fire machine gun bullets, and we've got to learn how to put on the whole armor of God, deflect these fiery darts of the enemy, and move on to victory.
Right.
We're following the pathway of this 12-step sequence, because we haven't discovered anything in that 12-step sequence that conflicts with what we know from God's Word.
Amen.
And what we also know is that men need a map. Mm-hmm. You just can't turn them loose in the jungle and say, find your own way.
Yeah.
They'll just go in circles all the time. Men need a map. And so what we're saying is, here's a map. But the author of the territory that this map reflects is the Lord God Almighty. And nobody knows the terrain like Jesus does.
Amen.
And so we're preaching Christ and Him crucified. Mm-hmm. We're not preaching steps. We're preaching discipleship.
Amen.
And basically what we're talking about today is we've had a spiritual awakening. We've been born again. We have found Christ in the fullness of our newfound victory. And having had that awakening, we are now prepared, having walked up the path this far, we are now prepared to reach behind us and bring along other brothers who are struggling without putting them under condemnation or guilt or shame. We're ready to say, listen, Jesus has set us free, and you can learn to walk in this freedom.
Steve, if a guy were to call us and say, hey, you know, that's very cool, but you know, I'm back on still making a list of those people that I harmed, and I'm not sure I want to do that. I don't want to live the life that I've been living, and yet, what am I not saved because I'm having so much struggle with actually putting this down? Because He is my Lord and Savior, and yet I feel like this is just an ongoing battle. I don't know if it's the enemy, the lies from the enemy, or just life, but how do I know if I'm truly have in the process of having that spiritual awakening?
Well, first of all, we don't want to communicate that there's anything about life and following Jesus that makes all of your problems and all of your struggles go away.
Right.
We're in a battle. And the Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, the spiritual rulers of darkness of this present age. So we're in a struggle. And Paul makes it clear there's a struggle between our old nature and our new nature. Mm. Struggle between our spiritual self that's been made alive in Christ and our old natural self, which was dead in Adam. And so my flesh wants one thing and my spirit wants another. And so that struggle goes on. But back to our email this morning, that brother nailed it when he said, I'm struggling with humility.
Right.
There's something in our old nature that makes us proud, and we want to do it on our own.
Yes.
We don't want to go to somebody and humble ourselves. It's against the world. It's not the world system.
Right.
And so there are two systems at play here. There's the world system, and there's God's system. And God says, well, I mean, whatever is favorable for the world, you can just about flip that coin over and find out on the other side is God's plan.
Yes.
Goes against our nature. Instead of pride, humility.
Yes.
Instead of retribution, we give forgiveness.
Right.
Instead of judgment, we give the other person grace.
Yes.
I mean, just the opposite. So when you start this journey, I mean, visualize yourself walking up a windy, steep trail on a dangerous hillside in high altitude where it's hard to breathe. And your destination is somewhere up there in front of you. And when you get up there, you're going to be able to see clearly in every direction. And that's what you want to do. You want to get up there and you want to be able to see clearly.
Yes.
You want to get clarity. You want the confusion to be gone. You want to get up there so you can see where you really are. Well, that's an analogy of what it's like walking this discipleship pathway. Is we keep climbing higher and higher. Our spiritual legs are burning. Our spiritual lungs are on fire because it's hard. Everything in us is telling us to stop, to give up, to turn around and go back down the hill because
yes.
It's so easy to go backwards
yes.
to where we came from. But there's something inside of us that says, you know what? I want to get to the top of this mountain because I want to have that kind of clarity where I can see my relationship with God, where I can see where I'm going, and I clearly understand what I'm leaving behind.
Yes, yes.
And so, you know, you're at that one of those, you're somewhere in the process and you're struggling. Well, welcome to our world.
Yes, yes.
But greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world. And that's why we're preaching Jesus. It begins with Him and it ends with Him.
Amen. You know, you had mentioned something earlier about the fact that this being, and I'll just use me as the example because being an alcoholic, if I want, I could stay stuck in that same arena for a lot of years saying, this is what I am. I'm just called to have to do this, and this is who I am, and this is what I used to be. And yet God has another plan. This is a challenge in our lives. If I really believe the word of God, that he has purpose for me, and he's going to provide for me and for my family, it doesn't mean necessarily that I have to stop attending any type of group that's actually going to encourage me to continue to seek God's will. Because truly, the ones that I find that are in their books, it says about how important it is that my relationship with him. I am to do nothing else except seek his will for me in that day. It's in black. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not in between the lines. It's
right.
in black.
Right.
And so as a result of that, I need to understand that God has, like you said, I mean, I could certainly, you painted that analogy of going up that hill so perfectly. And the fact is that God has a bigger, better plan than I could even imagine.
That's right. He certainly does.
Well, when we come back from our break, we're going to carry on a little bit more on this and give you a couple insights, things to kind of look out for, and some things that maybe some reminders. So you're listening to Band of Brothers Radio. Thank you.
Be all that God designed you to be. Band of Brothers Radio reminds you to check the For Men Only tab at faithplace.org for daily tips on becoming better husbands and fathers.
Looking for another option for your internet service? Need a more reliable, high-speed internet? StarTouch is the premier provider of wireless broadband to businesses, government entities, schools, and residential customers in the Pacific Northwest. In fact, the talk show ministry you're listening to right now uses StarTouch as our internet provider. Experience the StarTouch difference. Get a free quote by visiting StarTouch.com.
Well, today I found myself. After searching all these years, and the man that I saw, he wasn't at all who I thought he'd be. Well, I was lost when you found me here, and I was broken beyond repair. And then you came along, and you sang your song over.
I just want to keep listening to this song because it just inspires me. I was lost before, but I've been found again. And you know, one thing is for sure is that Jesus, once we've accepted him as Lord and Savior, hey, he doesn't go anywhere. It's usually me that always turned away and looked at other things to be able to fill in those holes in my gut or to help me deal with life on life's terms rather than on his terms. Spiritual awakening is something that is, I believe, something that is presented. I think it's sort of predestined for us to experience it. I think that's exactly what he wants. He gives us that choice of making decisions to either follow him or not. And when we do, he lets us know, hey, it's not a free ride. It's not going to be easy, but there are certain things to know that you're going to end up in receiving that would be better than you could ever put together yourself.
Well, let me say a couple of things here that I think are important for every man to understand. So when they hear you and I, Raul, talking about spiritual warfare and climbing the mountain and facing the challenges and saying that life following Christ isn't easy, it's important that when someone hears us say that, and I'll use myself as an example, I'm challenged in areas of my life every day. I'm seeking to follow God with all of my heart and with all of my mind. And I'm climbing that mountain. So on one hand, I could say my life is not necessarily easy in the spiritual realm. But I want to tell you, Raul, my life today is way easier than it was when I was living without Jesus.
Yes.
That's what we need to contrast.
Right.
That we're in a battle now. But in this battle, I'm winning. I was in a battle before, and in that battle, I was losing every day, losing more ground, losing my personhood, losing my family, losing everything I had piece by piece because Satan was triumphing over me. Hmm. But I might not have been able to define it for you, but I was in spiritual warfare, and I was getting beat. So now I'm over here, I'm still in spiritual warfare, but I'm living in victory, and yes. Jesus is leading me, and it is an exciting and rewarding kind of life. Spiritual awakening. We're living in a day. There's all kinds of New Age thought. We're in a postmodern world. People are exploring their conscious and their subconscious. They're finding things to try to bring peace into their troubled souls. And you'll hear people say they had a spiritual awakening, and the reality is perhaps at some level they did. But the Scripture says in 1 John to try the spirits and see whether those spirits are of God or not. So when you and I talk about a spiritual awakening, we're talking about being born again through faith in Jesus Christ. God loves you. God has a purpose and a plan for your life. But the reality is that you and I are separated from God because of our sins. The Bible says we've all sinned, we've all fallen short of the glory of God. The Scripture says there is none righteous, no, not one. And God, who is a holy and righteous, loving God, does not have fellowship with sin. The Bible says God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And so we're separated from God because of our sins. But because God loved us, he sent his son Jesus to bridge the gap. So even though I was separated, Jesus came. He took my sins. The Bible said he becomes sin for us that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And he bridged the gap. He bore my sin. He literally took it away, carried it outside the camp. And so now I am saved by grace, and I no longer am separated by my sins from God, but I am adopted into the family and embraced as a son. Mm-hmm. And that's what it means to be born again. Yes. That my God, in the place of my old nature, the Bible says I was dead in trespasses and sins, but I've been made alive in Christ. I've been born again. I've come to spiritual life. Do you know that you and I, as believers in Jesus, are never going to die?
Yes.
We're never, ever, ever going to die. We have eternal life right now. And people look at me when I say that, and they say, but everybody dies. Well, I say, no. If you're a follower of Jesus, Jesus promised you're never going to die. The house that you live in, your physical body, is going to wear out, and it's going to die. But the reason it's going to die is because you are going to leave that earthly house, and you're going to go to a spiritual house to be with the Lord, to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. You, on your deathbed, will never lose consciousness. Now, Jesus also said in John chapter 8 to some of them, he said, you're going to die in your sins unless you believe in me.
Yes.
But when you believe in Jesus, you're not going to die in your sins. You're going to die in the presence of the Lord because you've been born again. So that's what it means to receive Christ by faith. The Bible says is to believe what Jesus said about himself. He said, I'm the Son of God. I've come to save the world. And when you believe that, you're born again, and you then have eternal life. So when we talk about a spiritual awakening, we're talking about turning our lives over to the Lord Jesus Christ.
And when we come back from our break, we're going to actually give you a few tips and reminders on things to be able to stay on track here that you may not even be aware of. So stay tuned to Band of Brothers Radio.
Men, don't fight your battle alone. Download our podcast to your iPod every day and take Band of Brothers Radio with you. We got your back covered.
Every life is unique. Every life has a purpose. So when it comes time to remember the life of a loved one who has passed on, Cascade Monuments can help memorialize that special loved one through a personally designed monument. Cascade Monuments can engrave stones with the image of a person's face, majestic mountain scenes, sailboats, and more. Some monuments even contain built-in solar-powered video screens, and at the push of a button, a video montage will reveal the loved one's life. Learn more by visiting CascadeMonuments.com.
Welcome back to Band of Brothers Radio. My name is Raul, and Steve and I have been mixing it up here with spiritual awakening, and brother, I pray that so far that this show has actually inspired you to move forward, and or maybe to get started, and knowing that Jesus truly has a purpose for your life, and that there is much better to come, more ahead. Brother, we just take this thing one day at a time, and that makes it a lot easier for me to handle, a lot easier for me to be able to realize that, because if I start thinking that, oh, okay, I want to stay clean from pornography and lust, but to think that I have to do it for the rest of my life, and if I'm only like 30-something or 20-something, I'm going to sit there and go, that ain't going to happen, so I might as well give up now. That's part of that road that Steve talked about, the analogy he used earlier, climbing this road to get out of there. The lies will come, and they're going to come heavier. Because when you make a decision, a conscious decision to follow Jesus, the enemy does not want you, he doesn't want you there, that's for sure. But Steve has a scripture that I think is just so cool to be able to, they're all cool, but you know, this one here is pretty good.
Well, I think this addresses well what we're talking about today for the believer, for the man who has purposed in his heart that Jesus is his Lord and Savior. And I do want to say, if Jesus is not your Lord and Savior and something stirred in your spirit today, you can bow your head. You don't need to have any special words. If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that he died for your sins, if you ask Jesus to come into your heart, he will answer that prayer, yes. I guarantee you. And if you do that, tell somebody that you've turned your life over to Christ. Colossians chapter 3, verse 5 says this, "Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, since we are members of one body and you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your heart to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." The key words there, Raul, the peace of God.
Yes.
Let it rule in your heart. Give thanks continually to the Lord. Sing songs with gratitude. I want to challenge you, my brother, as I look across this table and look you in the eye, and I want to challenge you today, along with every man who hears this, all day today, to be grateful for everything that God has done, is doing, and is going to do in your life. Do you think that you could do that? Do you think you could go one day and be grateful to God all day long?
I think that is a lot easier to handle than the rest of my life.
Well, here's the thing. If you get filled with gratitude towards God today, guess how you're going to feel? You're going to have struggles. You're going to have temptations. But you're going to feel the joy and the goodness of God in your spirit. You know, when I'm most tempted to fall back into my old sinful patterns is when the pressure is on and I feel bad. Mm-hmm. Because when I start feeling bad, something goes off in my mind or deep down inside of me that there are things that I can do to make myself feel good temporarily. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I mean, go down the list. Yep. I mean, whatever those addictive behaviors are, that's the slippery path of temptation that pulls us backwards. But guess what? Rather than filling my heart, allowing things to fill my heart, they're going to make me feel bad. I may struggle today. I may face challenges today, but I'm going to sing songs of gratitude out of my heart to God all day long. And guess what? That's the shield of faith.
Yes.
That deflects the fiery darts of the enemy.
You know, Steve, and I know that you'll agree with this, and most guys will sit there, yeah, well, you know, here's the deal. You can't do this thing alone. you attempt to do this thing by yourself, brother, you are not going to be able to encourage yourself.
That's right.
You're not going to be able to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. You've done that before, and we've all come up short on that end. It may last for a few moments or maybe even a day or so, but it's not going to work. You need to bring someone else into the fold, and that truly is requires an awful lot of courage on my part to attempt to do that because it's going to take some accountability, because that's truly what I'm asking for. Asking another brother or someone else, whether maybe it might be your senior pastor. Maybe for the very first time you're thinking about going to that church after what you've heard here on this show today. Go to that church. Seek the senior pastor. If he's not there, there's another pastor there. Ask them. Say, I need to talk with somebody today. And let him know. Reveal it. Bring it out into the light. When you do that, all of a sudden it becomes powerless. Okay, it won't be over, but you'll be on the right track. A couple of things I just wanted to mention to the guys so that you know. If like, again, you can always email us here at help at Bellingham. Excuse me, I've got too many emails, I think. Help at bandofbrothersradio.com. But if you need assistance, if you want to be able to click on some other locations that would be able to help wherever you're at throughout the world, okay. If you go to bellinghambob.org, that's our Band of Brothers website, Bellingham spelled out, bob.org. We have some assistance there for you. You click on that tab of helpful resources, and you will be able to find Alcoholics Anonymous. You click on there. You have Narcotics Anonymous. You have Gamblers Anonymous. We have XXX Porn on there, and that's all good stuff. XXX Church that's on there. Okay, this is not sending you to bad sites. If you have a filter, you may not be able to get in there. You might have to try to find out how you can actually get to those because of the XXX being in there. Yet, these are locations that are willing to help. They're ministries to help you, brother, to help me. Because, see, we can't do this alone. And that's what we're called to do. That's why we have Band of Brothers Radio, because we know that even if it's only one guy that ends up hearing what we need to share, as a result of him knowing that he is not a mistake and that God has something in store for him, then praise God. Then praise God. So actually with me being able to be grateful, I'm already grateful. You got me already thinking that
right on.
Things are already looking up, especially on the physical end here.
Well, you know what, Raul? Things look up when you look up. That's the challenge right there. You walk around looking at focusing on the problems, focusing on the struggles. I mean, what you focus on, you're just going to get more of.
Yes.
And so the scripture says, magnify the Lord with me. So let's put Jesus under the magnifying glass. Let's let God be as big as he really is and see nothing but his glory, his presence, his person, his purpose, his power. And we can walk in it.
Right.
And, you know, out of grateful hearts, God, thank you for saving me. Thank
yes.
you for changing my life. Thank you for this day. Thank you for my family, my
yes.
job.
Yes.
I mean, just don't give up.
Right, right. You know, one of the things I want to just I want to bring out into the light is one of the lies of the enemy. Brother, if you're one of those who have been to Alcoholics Anonymous, again, you can go to your church. Your church may have a recovery program. Those are things that you want to find out. But if you seek, you will find.
That's right.
Okay? If you end up going to AA, I want you to know something. As a follower of Jesus Christ, I still attend meetings. Okay? But let me just give you a little advice. Okay? I've been doing it for a little while now. Is that you don't go in there with a chip on your shoulder, thinking that you're a higher and mightier and more spiritual than everyone else in there. You're a busted up man just like the rest of them. Okay? Here's the thing. The enemy is going to tell you, you don't need this because they are not on the same page with you. And you're going to believe that before you know it. Not only will you not go back, but you won't even seek anything else because he's going to do something else and give you another lie to keep you from there. But here's the deal. We're called as followers of Jesus to go out and make disciples of all men. We are to make him known in season and out of season to be able to share. Okay. Now, in an AA meeting, if they call on you, you don't have to sit there. Don't lay yourself out and be filleted. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. If you don't believe that, then you don't understand. You don't have the whole deal. Don't say that, brother. You know what? It's about attraction rather than promotion. Let those around you, you share as everyone else is sharing. You can use God as your higher power because he is your higher power, God Almighty. And in so doing, what you end up doing is making it a little bit easier in some cases, for some man to come up to you and say, hey, can I talk to you? Because your experiences of your drinking was real similar to mine. And that's what it's all about. It's one guy talking to another guy. Okay? So truly what you end up doing, look at it this way. It's a mission field for you to go to. You're on a mission. You've been to AA meetings. Now you can go again, but you don't have to go proclaiming and carrying a banner. Do that on your quiet, away from the meeting. If he wants to know more of you, those are the things and those are the times that you actually come up and share with him honestly what your life is like today. What do you think, Stu?
Well, I think you hit something very important there. If you're going to follow Jesus, it's about humility. And irregardless of whether it's a program at your church, a program that somebody you know invites you to, an AA program, the issue is if you're struggling today, get in a program and trust God. Amen. God will lead you from there. Don't sit in judgment on other people. Don't condemn other people, but allow God to work in your heart and in your life because He wants to make you whole today.
See about bringing in something to the deal that you're going to rather than what you can get out of it. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. Brother, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. There is hope, and you are not alone.